Roadman, today I want to talk to you about how much training you should do this winter. Let's cue that intro.
The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast.
Roadman, welcome back to another Roadman Cycling Podcast. It's nice to be back into my podcasting groove this week. Man, I've missed you all. This is kind of my therapy session. This is my, some people do diary, some people go to counselors. I talk into a microphone in a room, and through the miracle of technology, it goes into your ears wherever you are. Toronto, New York, Mumbai. I can see the downloads, and I used to do it more at the start. Look at where the downloads are coming from, because at the start, when you have like 50 downloads, it's super interesting to go, oh my God, a dude in Somalia listened to the podcast. I haven't looked that much recently, but I just looked yesterday and I was just shocked at where some of the downloads are coming from. So shout out if you're in any of the far-flung corners of the world, many, many hours traveling from Dublin, a particular shout out to you. Or indeed, if you're an Irish expat who's listening to this abroad, a particular shout out to you, because I know I've been that Irish expat abroad, and I remember training in Toronto and I used to listen to the Tommy and Hector show. It was one of the first real podcasts I got into, and instantly it just transported me back to Ireland. It transported me back to home with the familiar accent, the familiar voices, the familiar stories. I loved it. It was magical, and it's probably why I'm here doing this podcast today. I want to talk to you today about how much training you should do this winter. And this is an interesting one. I've seen a bunch of articles on it recently. And the frustrating answer to that question is, it depends. The main thing that I like to say that depends on, or initially if I'm having a review with a client and he says, how much training do I need to do? I'm like, well, what's your goal for next season? Because your commitment level needs to line up with your goal. If your commitment level doesn't line up with your goal, you're in a bad place because you've set yourself up for failure. So if you're hoping to race A3 next year, Cat 3, if you're hoping to race Cat 2, there's a certain commitment level goes with that. And this leads me kind of into a, I don't want to go too off topic, but there's a concept that I loved. I was talking to Scott Murphy, the Bike Exchange physio, a number of months ago, and he had this idea of alignment. And what's the best, you know, recovery for someone? It's, you know, whatever recovery they perceive to be the best. And say if it's space boots, the magic in space boots or compression boots, it's not always the compression and the scientific studies behind them. You know, I'm sure there's great studies, but what it actually is, it's alignment with your goal, because your goal is to get faster on the bike. And if you're wearing compression boots, are you going to get faster on the bike in that moment? The answer is yeah, probably, because if you're wearing compression boots, you're unlikely to be drinking a six-pack of beer. You're unlikely to order a 16-inch pizza in those compression boots. So we have alignment between our training goal and the compression boots, which give us alignment in our recovery. So I find that your goal, you know, you need to have commitment level in all areas of your life, which is aligned with your goal. So for example, if you want to get to Cat 2, if you want to get to Cat 3, yes, you need to commit to a certain number of hours per week. And that's going to be the main focus of this podcast. How many do you need to do? But you also need that commitment to alignment in other areas of your life, because there's certain habits and rituals that that type of rider will do that, say, for instance, a Category 4 rider or a Sportif rider won't. And that's why we see some people failing on their goals. And this is my main job, or a job I actually find quite difficult. It's to talk to people and say, right, this is your goal. This is the commitment level I need from you. Everybody loves a stretch goal, but we need a commitment level to match that stretch goal. And, you know, it's a difficult job at times. But to journey back to the question of how many hours do I need to ride this winter, it really depends on how many hours you rode last winter. And one word, progression. And the story I love on this one is the guy going to the gym, because everybody has a friend like this, and it's so relatable. Everybody has a friend that's been going to the gym for like 2 or 3 days a week for the last 10 years, and he looks the exact fucking same. Like, zero change in this dude's physique. Everyone's thinking of someone right now that is that person. And the reason is progression. They're not getting progression. Initially, when they went to the gym, this was, they were, initially they went to the gym, and their previous like state was not going to the gym. So going, the transition from going to the gym, from not going to the gym, is progression. So even going to the gym and, you know, doing any random set of stuff is progression. But then they just stick with the same type of stuff in the gym, so there's no progression. They go 3 times a week, all the time, do the same thing, zero progression. So the body adjusts. The body adjusts to stimulus, and once it adjusts to the stimulus, we just plateau. And so many people plateau with their fitness because they're not getting progression. So how many hours do you need to train this winter? Well, it depends on how many hours you trained last winter, because we need progression. And that's on a macro view, but if we look at a micro view, how many hours did you train last week, last month? We need progression, progression, progression. Now, progression can be either through intensity or duration, and I want to go into that in a second. But we'd always say, me and my, you know, training partners, before we ever started digging deep into the science of this, and, you know, one of the coaches in Roadman at the moment is a guy I've run, you know, probably more than anyone else kilometers wise, Sean McKenna, and we'd always say pre-Christmas, leave yourself somewhere to go. And leave yourself somewhere to go is it possible to progress your training either intensity or duration post-Christmas? Because if it's not possible to progress your training with intensity or duration post-Christmas, your fitness is going to plateau. So although you may be super committed in November and you're like, I gotta do 15 hours a week in November, can you do 16 hours a week in December? Can you do 17 hours a week in January? Can you do 18 hours a week in February? Now, that's using duration as the only variable for progression. But the reality is intensity is another variable which we can use for progression. And if you're a time-crunched rider, intensity is the way to go. Because the measure of intensity and duration, it's something we call chronic training load, CTL. And this is the key metric for progression we want to see progressed week on week. So it is possible to get progression with manipulating the combination of intensity and duration, but there is a cap on how much we can manipulate intensity. So there's no doubt that time-crunched riders need to be utilizing intensity, but more isn't better. You know, studies show that anything over 3 super intense sessions a week isn't beneficial, and at some point after 3, it becomes harmful, depending on the athlete. And this is why we see Zwift being just such an ineffective training program. And I was on the webinar the other day talking about Zwift, and I was, you know, kind of half joking, half not. But the only people that Zwift are doing a good job for are the shareholders of Zwift, because people are coming back because the sessions are like watching Netflix. They've gamified you coming back with point systems, and they're, you know, incentivizing you to ride hard all the time. The reality is 2 hard sessions per week is enough for most people. Every session can't be intense. You hit an intensity ceiling, and at that point, duration is the variable you need to manipulate. And this is why coaching, you know, it's ultimately best left to professionals that understand CTL and understand how you can manipulate intensity and duration. Because, you know, failure to get it right, it results in poor form, best case scenario, or injury, burnout, adrenal fatigue, worst case scenario. So it's not, the heart muscle is not a toy to be dabbled with. That's why I have such of a problem with the platforms like Zwift and Trainer Road. I just, unless you're using them under the supervision of a coach, I just find them, you know, completely pointless at best, and, you know, downright harmful at worst. So to circle back to the very beginning of this podcast and go, how many hours should I train this winter? It is just so dependent on so many variables that if you're looking for a straight up answer, which a lot of these blogs purport to give, saying if you're a category 3 rider, you need to ride 10 hours a week. If you're a category 2 rider, you need to ride 14 hours a week. It's nonsense. It's nonsense, because 10 hours a week with intensity could have a higher CTL value for you than, you know, more hours with less intensity. So it's completely nonsense and it's completely arbitrary. So I would encourage you to, you know, if it's not with Roadman Cycling, it could be some other coaching company, but I would encourage you to go and work with a professional coach this winter if you're looking to get any sort of improvement. You know, if you're getting improvement season after season, you're doing something right. But if you're finding yourself stuck and in a plateau, you need to start looking at variables like intensity and duration, understanding CTL and how much you can progress it. There's a science to this, folks, and I'll leave it there. Hey Roadman, it's Anthony again. Just before you head off, real quick, I just want to mention the Roadman Blueprint. It's the ultimate coaching package. It's 4 months long. It's 4 months of one-on-one coaching sessions with your own professional Roadman cycling coach. It's 4 months of strength and conditioning plans, so you never need to worry about, is this strength conditioning plan aligned with my cycling goals? It's 4 months of nutrition plans to fuel all that. It's 4 months of biohacks, which you know I love so much, and I'm getting to pick the brain of all these experts. And it's 4 months of motivation to make sure you never miss a session, and every single session you hit it with commitment and with purpose. The whole package, it's €997. I have a limited number of places on the Roadman Blueprint. If you're interested in getting started, pop me an email on admin@roadmancycling.com. This is the ultimate coaching package for those looking to take their cycling and their performance to the next level.